Richie, great to talk to you on the Big Sports Breakfast. How are you?
Very good. I'm actually struggling to hear. I might have to move, but keep speaking. I'm struggling to get a proper clear.
No worries. It's Laurie Daly here, Rich. How are you, mate?
Loza, I'm very good, thanks.
That's good. Hey, mate. We saw what happened with the Warriors over the weekend, and all the sacrifices that they've made to come out here to Australia and be in quarantine for a couple of weeks, and then to be together in this camp for 8 weeks. And yeah, the results weren't going that great for them. But since the resumption of play, they've won 2 out of 4. And then all of a sudden, the bombshell news over the weekend that Stephen Carney was sacked. What was your reaction to the decision?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very abrupt call, and it's based on a clearly results-based driven decision from Mark Robinson. Under, I guess, duress with what they've gone through and the amount of work that Stephen Kearney has put in through the injury crisis that they've had through that period, it's quite a hardline call, but a call that he's obviously very happy to make. And a hardline approach, which they think would work in this current situation and moving forward for the Warriors.
Richard, do you think making a tough decision like this at this time is what the players need? Again, I have no doubt they're looking for better results, but is a decision like this going to help the short-term results, in your opinion?
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? So, I mean, as a player, depending how you perceive information, but you'll find a way. If you're desperate enough, if you're courageous enough, you'll find a way to get results. And, you know, whilst they were going through such a difficult period and the history of what the Warriors have been through, you know, hasn't worked before. And I guess this approach, they may think it will work. The players have gone through something they respect, Stephen Kearney, and it wasn't his fault, and the players have verbiage that and what we've seen. But ultimately, it's the players that really need to step up. Mm. The coach has done everything possible. They've had the training that is necessary to get them up to speed. Clearly, they haven't probably got the roster that suits the style of game in today's world. But I think it may be the approach. I'm not sure, but I think it's not the right approach in terms of so early on in the season. There's a long way to go, and things can change.
We had Kevvy Walters, Queensland coach, on yesterday, and he would like to see a New Zealand coach continue on with the Warriors. What's your take on the next person for that role?
Well, I think in my personal opinion, Robinson Mark knows Facey Jones pretty well. Mm. And he funded a local club called Point Chev through that period. I think it was about 5 years ago. And I'm thinking in my head that he may be pipeline for that job. Tony Iro has been still there and has had a lot of experience at the Warriors and the New Zealand Rugby League. So I'm assuming that probably one of those two players will take that role.
Richie, a lot of people always, you know, speak about the Warriors and say they've got so much talent to choose from and they always continue to underperform. What do they need to do well to have consistency in the NRL and to challenge for that competition?
That's a good question, Lars. I think, from my eyes, I think the standard of football at club level on the juniors is not up to scratch. I mean, if you look at Australia and the resources they draw upon with all the clubs that are in Sydney and Queensland, we're basically drawing resources and IQ from local clubs here. It's not an excuse, but the harsh reality now. We're competing against Australia, who have got high performance units that, you know, range up to 20 million plus. We've got clubs here that are struggling big time. And the coaching, I guess, knowledge base is probably not where it should be. Guidance from families, the environment in which our kids are coming through at the moment. Seeing rugby league as a way out is a good driver but ultimately that driver becomes singularly financial, and it's not the correct why, I think. So we are in a bit of a, I think, in a situation where we've got to just govern it better. I think the Auckland Rugby League, New Zealand Rugby League, I think need to come together and really come to a consensus that we need to change our approach.
So you're saying it's more an infrastructure issue rather than a talent issue?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of that, and I think that's why most leave to go to Australia, because the systems they got there works a heck of a lot better. The environment is a lot better. Competition, coaching, you're right, it's infrastructure, it's coaching, it's the whole package.
Why is it difficult for the Warriors to recruit players, do you think?
Well, I was in that space a couple of times, and if I was looking from my lens coming back from Australia, one, they do not like coming to New Zealand, one, because every time they come here, it's either raining. So that's a big no-no. They're leaving their family, secondly. Three, the Warriors are not going so well. They're not consistent enough. Fourth, in my opinion, is that if you're a young guy coming through and you've got origin at the tip of the iceberg, they won't come here because that will not make them succeed and get them to that origin of play. So there are so many things going against why people don't come here. And I don't think it's immensely on financial return. It's more on can they make that origin and will they make these Kangaroos? It's a massive driver, as you guys would know, over in Australia.
Yeah, it is a big driver. And a lot of the kids want to play, obviously, state of origin because it's the number one rating sport over here in Australia. But the game in general over there, Rich, it's got a lot of traction. There's a lot of people. People are surprised when they go to New Zealand. Yes, the All Blacks are number one, but the Warriors brand in itself, it's very well supported, isn't it?
I think the NRL is massive in terms of profile for kids coming through. But they, you know, when you have role models and players that they aspire to, the NRL plus the Warriors have really pushed players to play NRL. They love it, but it excites them. And if we can just replicate it and have growth underneath, listen, the game of rugby league, we're losing numbers by 30%. Basketball's absolute growth sport in this country at the moment. One, because the size of what we get in the kids here, A lot of kids just don't want to play it because of the kids that, particularly the Polynesian kids at the moment, their growth and the maturity rate is so high, so quick. They're two or three years ahead of everyone. Mm. So these young kids that want to play, who are only, you know, I guess normal-sized kids, struggle to compete. It's just the harsh reality of what's happening over here. So we need to change our approach and come up with a different format. And maybe a restricted grade would be great, but there's not enough numbers to play that.
We're speaking to former Kiwi Test captain Richie Barnett. Richie, what are you up to these days? We understand you do a lot of work in the community. What are you up to?
Yes, I'm a life coach mentor, specifically for that reason, through kids coming through adverse situations, kids who have lacked confidence, self-doubt, self-image, self-esteem issues. It's really real in this current situation. And I'm working alongside, you know, a forensic psychologist, and particularly around how sport can be a vehicle for social change. And that's something we're looking at the moment, which is critical because, you know, our nations are very sporty orientated and the lessons we can learn from sport. And not only for kids, for parents as well. We've seen it. Our parents want their kids to be a certain person, and through sport, I think we can really drive that.
And do you have much to do with the game still, Rich? Are you still on TV?
No, Loz, probably less of it currently at the moment, but I think more of my passion is around what we're doing in the community, to be honest. But Sky Sport is just sort of starting to, because of the home games, because we've always haven't got the home games, we don't get to have a lot of work through that at the moment. It's been cut dry, so. But I'm still enjoying watching the football, mate. It's the game has changed immensely, and it's very attractive to watch.
I'll tell you what. What about your old club, the Sydney Roosters? They're going well.
Wow. You know, Trent's done such a wonderful job. He's such a clever, smart, intelligent coach, and I don't know where they get that energy, mate, but it's another level. I just love watching them. I think they compete in every aspect of the game. I don't know how they continue to do it for 80 minutes. It's just mind-blowing and great to watch. That's a style of football that I think we've always wanted to see, and Parramatta are certainly right up there as well. This style is suiting the game in today's world.
Richie, finally, just taking your trip down memory lane, have you got a favourite memory from when you used to touch up Loz and the Raiders?
We had that conversation, actually, mate. My first game was against Canberra, actually, 1994, and I was sitting there all shaking in the sheds, and I could hear the bloody announcer coming out, and all I heard was the team list. And you can imagine what the Green Machine team list looked like, and all I heard was Laurie Daly, Ricky Stewart, Bradley Clyde, Ruben Wickie, Mel Meninga. So you can imagine a kid that's starting that for his first debut, listening to that. It was outstanding. I'll never forget it. We won that night in my debut match, and I won the player of the match, but I tell you what, didn't we get flogged? How many times? Many times by the Raiders. Crazy. Loved it, enjoyed it, and respected the people I played against.
Yeah, no, we had some great battles, Rich, and you were certainly one of the great Kiwi players, and you had a lot of success both at the Sharks and the Roosters. And it was, you played in the 97 Super League final, didn't you?
I missed out, actually, I pulled out because I had a medial ligament, and the way I played and the way I ran, yeah, it wasn't going to work, so I had to give that up.
Yeah, it was a magic sort of time in the 90s for rugby league, and obviously you didn't win that premiership, but you played in some magic teams, and you also played with a great mate of ours, Freddie. Jeez, he would come up with some weird and wonderful things.
Oh, mate. Seriously, outstanding. He was hilarious. The space cadet, it was brilliant. I was on the left-hand side defending at centre. And, you know, sometimes you just have to go and do the defensive work for Freddie so he can shine as an attacking weapon. And, of course, that's what you do as a team member. But, yeah, I played alongside him for a long, long time, and it was just wonderful, you know, And I just love the style of play, mate. You know, I came from Cronulla, who were pretty basic in terms of their style of play. And when I went to the Roosters, it was the game that I always would love to have played for, you know, my early days. But to play that attractive style of football, thinking constantly, playing attractive football, using the ball, it was brilliant. And Freddie was one of those star players that I'll never forget, you know. You learn so much from a leader who can play and sum up a game very quickly and attack. And it's wonderful. You know, it's not so structured. It was brilliant back then. You know, I played with Jimmy Dimmock and Jason Smith in England, and those players were phenomenal, you know, just absolute phenomenal players who could read a game and were stoic in everything they did. I was blessed to play with the boys.
Well, Richie, it's been great to chat to you. Well, all power to you for all the work you're doing over there in New Zealand. Take care, and hopefully we'll speak to you again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Cheers, good to guys. Speak to you, Rich. Appreciate See you, mate.